Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
And not only did I say, you know what, God, I pray this key opens the door. This is the key that's going to unlock the door. The front door didn't work. So I had to go around to the side door because I was like, this key go to something. Okay. So I went and I opened the side door and it opened. And y'all know my heart is beating through my chest because I'm like, oh, snap. I know he up there. Y'all, he's upstairs in the room. And as I walk in the door, he's... Welcome back, y'all, to another Moment with Joy. I'm so happy to be here with y'all again on another beautiful, beautiful Thursday. And today is just like any other moment, y'all. We are evolving together, transforming together, and healing together in a sacred space. And I am so grateful that each of you have chose to be with me today. And not only that, thank you for choosing yourself. Thank you for diving deep into self-care, self-love, self-discovery, all the things that we talk about on this podcast. And before we get started, with this beautiful episode, I want you to what? Subscribe. Go ahead, subscribe to the channel. Go ahead and send this video to 5 beautiful people that need some love, that need some encouragement, that need that extra push to get out the bed this morning. Okay? And this episode today, we are diving deep into a topic that truly tugs at my heart. The act of giving our power away, both knowingly and unknowingly. So thank y'all for joining me because I'm ready to get into it. Okay? Because too often do we give our power away. Okay? And it's painful to witness someone willingly surrendering their power, unaware of the impact that it has on their lives. But sometimes we find ourselves in that very position, some of us, okay? Maybe not you, but I know I have. And today we're going to explore the question, do you feel valued in your current relationships? Not even just romantic, but friendships, business relationships, all of them. Do you feel valued in those current relationships? Today, we will build upon that and discuss how we could take our power back and break free from the victim mentality. One of the first steps towards reclaiming your power is realizing that anytime you choose to stay in a place where you don't feel valued, it's a clear reflection of how you value yourself. Okay? Anytime you stay in a place that you do not feel valued, it's a clear reflection of how you value yourself. Okay, this self-awareness can be a powerful eye-opener, pushing you toward change and growth. We will explore the question, do you feel valued? Do you feel valued in your current relationships? If the answer is no, it's time to take a closer look at what that means for you and what we could do about it. Okay? Realizing that staying in relationships where we don't feel valued is a clear reflection of how we view ourselves can be a huge, huge, when I say revelation. And I remember asking myself, girl, why are we still here? Why are we still in this situation, Joy? Y'all remember where I cooked that big old dinner for one of my old things. I cooked that big old dinner and he never showed up. And I stayed with him after that. And in the moment of him not showing up for that dinner, I kept asking myself over and over again, why are we here? Joy, why are we still here when you don't feel seen? You don't feel heard? You're not being respected or valued, or let alone you're not being loved properly. No matter how good of a person someone may be, if you do not have self-respect and self-love for yourself and fail to demand the same thing from others, they will definitely treat you based on how you treat yourself. Okay? Do y'all understand that? If you don't love yourself, you don't respect yourself, don't think that someone else will if you demand them to do so. They're not going to do it. They're going to love you how you love yourself. They're going to keep you how you keep yourself. And they're going to treat you and talk to you how you talk to yourself. Okay? And it was an eye-opener for me as well. It was huge. And that's exactly what I got because I stayed. It showed him that I was okay with the horrible treatment. And I knew if I stayed, I just thought it would get better. Okay? And today, y'all, it stops. It stops. The negative treatment that you're getting, the talking back, the ignoring, the disrespect, it stops today and we're getting our power back. We're making the hard decision to no longer be treated less than amazing, no matter what. It's a moment of truth that can set us on a path of empowerment and self-love, a love that you'll cultivate and hold on to, cherish, okay? And it'll be your guide when you find yourself in a similar situation. I gave my power away so many times in my life. And today, we're going to dive deeper and explore 5 ways, okay, that helped me reclaim my power. And if I give more than 5, that means that some things came up in my spirit as I started talking, okay? But I definitely have 5 ways to help you reclaim your power if you feel like you've lost it, okay? And the step one is your voice, your needs. You have to start voicing them. Voice your needs, my friends. Voice them. It's time to let those desires, those needs, wants of yours be heard. I get it, though. It could be tough speaking up. Like trying to crack open a stubborn walnut. I get it. Maybe you're used to bottling up your thoughts, your feelings, retreating into your own little cave. I know I am that way sometimes. Or worse, you're dealing with someone who's playing mind games and trying to dim your light through manipulation and gaslighting. It's so hard to say something because the consequences can range from bad to horrific. And believe me, I've been there, too afraid to speak up because of what might happen, because of what they may say, because of what they would do. It's scary, and you must use wisdom depending on your situation. I'm not telling you to jump out there because I don't know your situation. And many times I had to call for help. But listen closely because this is important. Your needs, those precious thoughts of yours, those desires, those dreams, the type of relationship that you want, it matters. And not only do they matter, but you matter. They are not to be tucked away and forgotten about because everything that you want is going to come to you, but you cannot forget that it's there. You cannot suppress it so much because of what you're afraid to express. Expressing your feelings, your desires, your wants, your needs is like unleashing your inner power. It's like wearing a crown of confidence. Trust yourself, my friend. You've got what it takes to communicate your desires and your expectations in your relationship. Now, I won't sugarcoat it, though. Okay? Speaking up can be tough as digging for diamonds in a mine. Like, it's hard to do sometimes. It's scary, especially when you're afraid of disappointing someone who's done so much for you. They've been there, but they ain't treating you right. But let me tell you something. In this season, it's a big resounding no. You will no longer disrespect me. You will no longer treat me less than what I know I deserve. But you got to know what you deserve before you can demand that. Okay? You have every right to be heard. You have every right to be respected and not to be physically or mentally abused. Don't settle for less than anything that you know you deserve. Write that down. I will not settle for less than what I know I deserve. Okay? So grab hold of your courage, y'all, and let it be your guide. It's time to break the silence, to let your voice be heard, and it's time to take your power back, okay? So step one is what? We're going to start voicing our needs. Go ahead and write that down. I will voice my needs from now on. It won't be easy, but remember, even the strongest mountain started with a little bitty pebble. You got this, okay? You got it. Step two, set clear boundaries. Y'all, we got boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. Boundaries are the pillars of self-respect. Take a moment, y'all. Take a moment to reflect on your personal boundaries and establish them firmly. Communicate these boundaries to others and reinforce them when necessary. What are we gonna do? Reinforce them when necessary. And by doing so, guess what you do? You protect your energy and you create a space that honors your worth. In other words, setting boundaries is like building a sturdy fence around your emotional and mental space. It's like saying, hey, this is where I draw the line. You can't do that. And it won't work here. And you say it clearly and you say it firmly and you be assertive. No, I don't like it. It doesn't work for me. Just like you wouldn't want a random stranger just trampling all over your front yard. You don't want people trampling over your emotions and your well-being like that either. So take a pause and really think about what makes you comfortable and what makes you uncomfortable. Maybe it's having a long time after a long day or not tolerating disrespectful behavior from anyone. Whatever it is, it's important to be clear about it and stick to your guns, okay? Once you've figured out your boundaries, it's time to communicate them. It's time to implement them, and it's time for you to take them serious. Letting people know what you're okay with and what you're not okay with is like giving them a roadmap to navigate around you. It's not about being rude or confrontational. It's about asserting yourself and making sure your needs are being respected. Boundaries don't block people out. It shows people where the door is. And you got to knock to get in here. You can't just come kicking down. No. That's what boundaries are. So it doesn't keep people out. It doesn't tell them you can't come over here. It just says this is how you get here. Okay? And here's the thing. Boundaries aren't set in stone. Don't let nobody fool you. They can evolve and they can change over time. So if someone crosses the line, don't be afraid to reinforce your boundaries or change them up because people are trying to find loopholes. It's like putting a no trespassing sign when someone tries to push your limits. I had to tell him later on, the guy that with the dinner, I had to tell him, I don't like when you ask me to cook and you don't have any plans to show up. It's disrespectful, okay? So I had to voice that. So remember, y'all, remember, you have the power to protect your energy and your well-being.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
By establishing and maintaining boundaries, you create a safe space for yourself. It's like a building and you have like a little cozy sanctuary that honors your worth. Okay? So embrace those boundaries, my friend. And let them be the guiding pillar to your self-respect. Okay? Write that down. I will express and implement clear boundaries to protect my energy and take my power back. And hear me real quick. Once you notice that people actually respect you more when you do this, it will empower you like never before. You're gonna be like, I should have been doing this all alone. Okay, I should have always did this. And do not be alarmed. Do not think it's strange when people who loved you unwell start to dislike you when you get well. Okay, when you become whole, it's easy to love me when I was broken because I didn't see my worth. But once the worth kicks in, baby, you can't just treat me any kind of way. You can't just say any kind of thing that you want to say to me. It's dead. I know my worth and I got my power back. And that is what boundaries do. They will save your life. Okay? Step two, what we doing? Implementing them boundaries, getting our power back, letting people know it's not going to work over here. Okay? We got that? Cool. Step three, y'all. End relationships that cannot meet you there, in them. And I know that's harsh. I know. I remember dating this guy on and off, and y'all know those be the worst type relationships, the on and off ones, for years. I don't know why we do this to ourselves sometimes. I don't know. But anyway, it was Valentine's Day. We had made plans to go to this beautiful resort. And on the 12th, I had called, because y'all know Valentine's Day is on the 14th. So I had called on the 12th, y'all. And I called and called back to back. No call back. The morning of the 13th, I'm calling. There's still no answer. So I'm like, what is going on? So at that time, y'all, I was very impulsive and not as mature as I am today. But I was still very spiritually sensitive at the same time. You know, I had a good little balance going on. So I pulled up at the crib on some impulsive stuff. Okay. And I'm parked outside, y'all. And I hear Marvin Gaye playing real, real loud. And it was so loud you could hear it in the driveway. So I go to the door and I'm knocking and I'm knocking. No answer. I call and I call. No answer. So I hear this little whisper in my spirit to check for an extra key. Because y'all know women. We turn into Sherlock Holmes when we feel played. We turn into the best detective ever, okay? And I did. I turned into Sherlock, Mrs. Holmes, okay? But everybody, I knew. I said, everybody got a key outside. Especially us. I ain't gonna use no race. But we always keep a key outside, right up under that pot. So I looked up under the pot, no key. I looked in the bushes, no key. And then I looked at the window and I saw the frame was a little tilted. And so I was like, let me go over there and see if a key is over there. So I prayed that it was a key there for me. And it was. And not only did I said, you know what, God? I pray this key opens the door. This is the key that's going to unlock the door. The front door didn't work. So I had to go around to the side door because I was like, this key go to something. Okay. So I went and I opened the side door and it opened. And y'all know my heart is beating through my chest because I'm like, oh, snap. I know he up there. Y'all, he's upstairs in the room, and as I walk in the door, he's actually in the act with someone else. I wasn't shocked because by this time, I'm used to being disrespected, which is normal for women like myself who have always dealt with this type of behavior and accepting this type of behavior. So don't think it's strange that I wasn't shocked, because a lot of you have been there too. But in that moment, I felt my power leave my body. I sat on the bed. I looked at him and I looked at her with tears in my eyes. And as he apologized and begged me not to leave him, y'all know what I did? I stayed. I was so broken and in need of love. And the only love that I needed, God could only give. A love that I could only give myself. And I was in need of it. And I thought staying would make him respect me more, but it didn't. It only got worse. And he never respected me. So eventually, what did I have to do? I had to let it go. And sometimes, despite our efforts, certain relationships cannot provide the value and respect we deserve. And we need to be aware of when it's time to let go and end it. No more self-inflicted pain that we blame others for. We stayed. I chose to stay. I said yes after he begged. Okay? Because letting go can be so painful. But it's in the act of self-love and declaration to the universe that you deserve better when you can leave. Trust that by releasing what no longer serves you, that you are making room for healthier connections, more loving connections, people that really see you. So end the unhealthy relationships and make room for the new ones and reclaim your power. Okay? I had to do it and it was hard, but we got to do it. Step four, embrace the journey. Reclaiming your power is not a quick fix. It is a transformational process. And the road may be challenging, filled with moments of doubt and discomfort. But remember, my friends, if it were easy, everybody would be doing it. So embrace the growth, celebrate your progress, and trust that you are becoming the best version of yourself. And be gentle with yourself, y'all. Write down all the things that hurt you. Write down all the things that you learned, and write down all the things you won't go back to. Write down all the things you won't go back to. Remember how it made you feel. Don't forget. Make the promise to yourself to never give your power away again to anyone. no matter what. You are worthy of good love. When I say good love, I mean good love. You're worthy of it. Embrace the journey back to you. It is going to be rough, but you can make it. If I can, I'm telling you, you can. You have a long list of tools and skills that will help guide you. Okay? Step 5. One baby step at a time. Okay? Rome was not built in a day. Neither will your journey to reclaiming your power. Celebrate each small victory along the way. Each step forward counts, y'all. No matter how small it is. Example, when he called, after I said, I'm done. I ain't never coming back. I don't wrote my list down. I remember how he made me feel. I remember the girl's face. I remember his face. I remember all the disrespect. I felt like every time he called me that I needed to answer after I left. And a lot of women do this. A lot of men do this too. And I wouldn't answer the phone after I left him. I'm being honest. I'm letting y'all know. I was in a very, very vulnerable place, weak to just longing for love. And when he called, I would answer. I felt like he would be so mad if I didn't. I felt that there would be consequences if I didn't. And once that fear went away, I had to congratulate myself on really letting it go, because it was hard to do. So give yourself grace if you fall. It's going to be tough, but you could do it. You got to get that out of your spirit. You got to get it out your spirit. And I'm telling you, it's possible. Trust me. You're going to miss them, but it's a lie. You deserve better. And remember, you deserve to meet the real you on the other side. A person who is confident, a person who is empowered and aligned with their true worth. And the longer you stay with the person who is okay with disrespecting you, there you will not ever be able to do the work on yourself, because they're not going to do the work on themselves, because they're okay with you being the rug they can walk over. You will lose yourself little by little by little if you stay. So be free, my loves, be free. Okay? And my friends, taking back your power goes beyond self-care and mindfulness. It is a profound inner transformation that requires courage, self-reflection, and perseverance. But know that you are not alone on this journey. We're here supporting together, supporting you and cheering everybody on that's finding themselves in positions where it's hard to get out of. I'm supporting you and cheering you on to say you could do it. You can leave. You can choose yourself. You can choose your happiness. You can choose respect. Okay? And I hope that these 5 steps to reclaiming your power resonate with you and inspire you to take action. But before we part, I want to leave you with some empowering words and affirmations that you can carry with you on this journey to getting your power back. Remember, you are worthy of love, respect, and happiness. Your needs matter, you matter, and your voice deserves to be heard. So if you can write these down, and honestly, you might have to go back and rewind it to write it down, but I want you to say these things aloud with me. I release any fear or guilt that holds me back from standing in my power. I embrace my strength and assertively express my needs. I establish clear boundaries that protect my well-being and honor my self-worth. I attract relationships that honor and uplift me. I am brave enough to let go of relationships that no longer serve my highest good by releasing what no longer aligns with my values and create space for healthier connections to enter my life. I trust in the process of my personal growth. I embrace the challenges of opportunities for transformation. With every step I take, I am becoming the best version of myself. I celebrate my progress, no matter how small it is. Every step forward is a victory on my path to reclaiming my power. I deserve to meet the real me on the other side, a person who is confident, empowered, and aligned with their true worth. Y'all, take these affirmations with you and repeat them often Let them guide you as you navigate the journey of reclaiming your power. And remember, my friends, you are not alone. We are healing, we are evolving, and we are transforming together right here in this sacred place. Okay? So I want to thank you for joining me on this episode. I just want to thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to another Moment with Joy. And until next time, keep shining your light and keep embracing your power. You are absolutely magnificent, and no one should treat you less than. So be light, be love, be confident, and be you. Peace.